Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.
South Africans, we have a great sense of humor. But we also are very mindful and cognizant of just learning from the dynamics that take place in our local economy. And even though these might not be business-related topics, trust that there's a business perspective into all of them. I have a question for you. Do you know what the money bag is? In case you don't, here's a gentle reminder.
So 200,000, was that small change for you?
No, I'm not saying that.
You're not saying that? Okay, so the 200,000, and did you go to the Beverly Hills with the 200,000? Was it in a Woolies bag, or was it in some other, maybe a Checkers or a ShopRite bag?
We always operate with Woolies bag.
Again?
Yes.
Oh, your favorite bag?
Yes, that's the money bag.
It's a money bag?
Yes.
So, again, how did you access that cash? Did you come to the Beverly Hills with the 200,000? Did you come with the 200,000?
Yes.
Did anyone else notice that just days after South Africa's latest snitch legend, Cat Matlala, admitted to using Woolies bags for his corporate cool drink money deliveries, that Woolies game changer boy, new bags, boom, look at this. Look at this bag. This bag holds no secrets. The nation said, come on, Woolies, it's just some corruption. And Woolies like, no, friend. This is a grocery bag, but now it's a grocery bag, and it's an accountability bag. This bag leaves less to the imagination than some of your guys' December outfits. If you put 50 bucks in here, it probably calls the hawks itself, which means no more cool drink money in these Woolies bags, guys. So what are we going to use next? Hey, backpacks been used. Maybe it's time to try out the tank lock boxes? I don't know.
Well, there you have it, a gentle reminder of some perspective that we've witnessed in South Africa's news flow and even on social media. That audio there was courtesy of the briefings that we saw in Parliament's ad hoc committee held last week, Thursday, where Vusumuzi Cat Matlala, who's currently in custody, was testifying, essentially sharing how he used the Woolworths shopping bag to disperse funds to many participants and politicians in South Africa, fundamentally being used for corruption. And the voice of Temba Robin, a well-known South African influencer who shared a post on Instagram regarding how quickly we witnessed Woolies change the color of their shopping bag. Now, this has gotten so many South Africans talking. We see it on social media. Some of our colleagues have also been talking. I had a few friends earlier at school telling me about it. And I can imagine it's made much of the conversation at your year-end functions, around the braai, the boardroom, even at the school pickup. But despite the fact that we might be focusing on the change in the color of the bag and its reference to the parliamentary ad hoc committee meeting, there's a lesson here in branding, in PR, and of course, brand equity. To help us unpack this further, we're joined by a good friend of the show. I call him the legend, the master of all things branding, who's often taught me a thing or two in my career, Executive Chairman of Brand Finance Africa, Jeremy Sampson. Such a pleasure to have you back, Mr. Sampson.
Gugu, always a pleasure to be with you. Drum roll, you're always so kind to me, so it's an extra pleasure.
Thank you so much, sir. I can imagine, like many South Africans, Jeremy, you too have been just evaluating the circumstances regarding Woolworths taking an active drive to protect their brand. I must be clear, we have reached out to them for an interview. No feedback has been shared. No statement has even been shared. But is it much of a coincidence, and should we be reading much into how the color of their shopping bag has changed so quickly and the influence and relevance it has to their brand equity?
Well, I think the first thing is we're all guessing, aren't we? Because Woolworths hasn't told us.
Yep.
You know, this happened 5 days ago. We all know that in communication today, the worst thing you can do is say nothing. You leave a vacuum. You let people, the chattering classes, the media, whoever, just guess. So we're guessing at the moment. Look, I think the first thing is that it's rather strange that to change your bags, which after all have been going for years and years and years, I don't know if you realize how much you pay for a black bag today. I actually checked out this afternoon. It's R8.49 for every bag you get. But my understanding was that they started doing this partly to help a charity or to help a community. So they were producing the bags and then some money would go back to them. And I think over the years, obviously, probably hundreds and hundreds of thousands of bags have changed hands and made people money. So this doesn't happen overnight. So I find it very intriguing, and that's why I would love for Woolworths to come out and tell us what went on, how long they've been planning it, how many months, because it must be months, and what's going to happen to the black bag for now. Mm. I also think there's a very strong argument for saying, hey, let's keep our black bags. Now, they become even more famous now and will be used for even more things. And perhaps that's something to even think about. But Gugu, I hope I'm not being mischievous here.
Not at all. I do think that it would be great for us to actually hear from them the decision-making process as well as the rationale behind the change in the colour. And if it was planned all along. But even if it wasn't and it was an immediate shift and change, isn't this quite telling then as to how fiercely the executive leadership of Woolworths is committed to protecting their brand? And that should be telling about what it is they represent and what they choose to stand for and how they're communicating it with us as South African citizens.
Well, that's why I'd like to hear their answer, because you and I know that the black bag has a life. You know, I know in our household, we have a hook with black bags on.
Yeah.
And sometimes, you know, you're popping out and you need to put something in something. It's much easier to grab one of those bags than a plastic packet, if you've still got plastic packets. So it has a use to it. Now, this new bag, I'm told, is semi-transparent. Mm. It's white. That means it's going to mark, get dirty. How much of a life will it have? Perhaps there's going to be a faster turnover, and we're all going to have to buy more bags. I don't know, but these are some of the questions that I would hope that Woolworths, when they finally decide to say something, will answer for us.
100%. But despite the fact that they might not be talking right now, given your experience in the industry, are there some key lessons that we can learn from this, especially when it comes to brand and strategy lessons in terms of their positioning?
You know, probably two or three years ago, a little book was written called When Crisis Strikes. Mm. It was co-authored by Professor Nicola Klein, who was head of the Gordon Institute Gibbs at the time. She was the dean, with one of your colleagues in the media, Frances Hurd. And they put this little book together. And it's full of the stories from the past. I'm sure we can all remember Woolworths and Frankie's, you know, the ginger beer stories. They also had a few other instances.
Yes.
We can remember Peloni and Tiger Brands. And let's face it, any big company, something's going to happen from time to time. You know, Pick and Pay has had its issues. Any major company will have issues. But the rule of thumb always is to get out fast. Get out into the public domain, explain what's going on, even if it's evolving as you're talking. But the big thing is, don't hide. You know, people talk about the media. Well, the media today isn't just the newspapers, channels like yours and television. It's everyone is almost the media. No, the interview before I spoke was an influencer. Mm-hmm. There are lots of influencers there. Everyone's got a voice. Whether it's Facebook, Instagram, I don't know, X, you all have a voice. And this is where sometimes there's mischievousness, there's disinformation. Sometimes someone wants to deflect from one thing to another. After all, the masterclass in all this at the moment is a certain President Trump. So this is where the media cannot be controlled anymore. But you have to put out your voice. You have to explain what's going on. Give the consideration. Make people understand perhaps the challenges, how timing is worked out, why changes are made, what's the purpose of that change. Because it's a big change going from black to semi-transparent and white.
Oh, yeah, it certainly is, and as witnessed and shared by many South Africans, as you say, on social media. What I am intrigued by as well is how brands might be challenged by an association with some kind of activity that is not of their doing. And this is the case for Woolworths, where perhaps the reference to Kat Makala, as well as it being called the money bag, might be part of their reasoning. We have yet to confirm. They have yet to mention. But also, I've read up and heard and understood that Apple has a similar stance, that in movies, they typically don't want any villains to make use of their products because they want to be known as an ethical brand that essentially isn't for bad guys. So is that also something that might play an influence, or that we're seeing more of within the brand positioning and marketing strategies of big businesses?
But there's a saying in life, Gugu, which you know well, which applies to us as individuals and as brands. Be careful the company you keep.
Uh-huh.
Be careful where you're seen.
Yep.
And this to me is a classic example. You know, I don't think in any way the team at Woolworths, and I know they've got a very large team, even though they're silent at the moment, there was no way they could have actually, I think, predicted that this was going to happen. But again, they should have scenarios planned, and I know they have scenarios planned for such an eventuality so that they can come out and respond, even if it's a holding statement, and then they clarify a little bit later. But to go silent totally, and here we are on a Thursday, and what's happening on a Thursday? Well, all the Sunday papers are being written today and tomorrow, aren't they?
Yep.
And at the moment, we have no official voice from Woolworths, which to me is very dangerous.
100%. I can imagine this conversation, like many others that our peers and colleagues are having on social media and in the media space, will probably make their way down to their boardrooms and head offices to see how they strategize to respond. But to close off with, Mr. Sampson, I guess for us as South Africans, this has also been an interesting time to witness our level of humor, but also our level of alertness to brands and some of the changes that they make. When you take a look at how vocal we've been as South Africans, what's your take there?
Look, it is very entertaining, isn't it? And, you know, I think people with long memories will know that sometimes the run-up to Christmas, there are a few things come into the media, and normally they would really die down as other news issues came along and sort of submerged them. But sometimes, you know, after all, some of the newsrooms, people are already on holiday. Some of the key decision makers are already on holiday or traveling or whatever. So sometimes when something happens like this, it tends to roll a lot longer than it would normally. So I think we'll all be entertained. But the moral of the whole story is that any company has to be agile and quick and not leave a vacuum, because that can get toxic very quickly and out of their control.
Got you. 100% certain. So let's hope Woolworths come out and say something. We just want to hear your side of the story. A right of reply is what we're offering. But Mr. Sampson, always a pleasure speaking to you, sir. Truly appreciate your time this evening.
Gugu, to you and all your listeners, enjoy the season. Yes. And I look forward to talking lots of times next year.
Certainly that will happen. Wishing you a wonderful festive season as well, Jeremy. Jeremy Sampson is Executive Chairman of Brand Finance Africa, helping us contextualize all things to do with brands, as we always do here on the show. Well, we asked you to share your voice, your thoughts, your comments and your feedback, and you've done exactly that. Do keep sharing your voice notes with us on 063-688-0959. I know, like many South Africans, I have a boot full of Woolies bags, but also got to see and witness and carry one of the lighter ones earlier today with a colleague and a friend of mine. But share your thoughts. What do you make of the sudden shift and change in the color of the Woolworths retail bag?
The Woolworths bag is an amazing marketing strategy. The Woolworths bag is an amazing marketing strategy for December for Woolies. Remember last year they did the ice block? Everybody, the ice was trending. Every cooler box was holding Woolworths ice. Right now, December, everyone will be holding a Woolies bag, the white bag. So I think it's a December fever type of marketing strategy. Well done to them, though.
With the money bag, yeah. Been following the commission, so yeah, I definitely got to hear about the money bag. So just a few days ago, before the whole change, I was speaking to one of the employees of Woolworths while buying something there, and I told them that this whole money bag story probably tainted the Woolworths image. And I also extended by saying that I believe that the powers that be within the company, they are probably doing something about this. And boom, 2 days, 3 days, 4 days later, they changed to another color. So yeah, image is everything in my opinion, because it's sort of like it is a measure on how people see you or see it. So as I was growing up, I was always told, you know, always make sure that you look good. Clean up after yourself, always look good, because you never know who you'll meet. So like I said, image is everything in my opinion.
Hey, Temba, thank you so much for sharing your thoughts there with us. And you're quite right, right? Around image. And as Jeremy Sampson mentioned, be careful the company you keep, right? Show me your friends and I'll tell you who you are. So again, anything associated with negativity is never what many of us want to be associated with. But good observation you made when you were at the Woolies store. Mamose, thanks for your voice note as well. And you are right. I remember when the Woolies ice was trending last year, the Drakensberg sparkling, or rather Drakensberg store water that has been turned into ice, and it's the Lani ice that everybody referred to. Huh? Let us know. Keep your thoughts coming in. We want to hear from you. It's our Thursday edition of Kaya Biz, and as you know, we enjoy doing the show with you. We kept with the retail theme and also spoke about Woolies. The money bag is a theme that has been making the rounds on social media on the back of the parliamentary ad hoc committee engagements, where Kat Makala admitted to using the Woolworths shopping bag for corrupt activities in terms of moving money. Since then, Woolworths has changed the color of that bag. If you haven't seen it, do make sure you pay attention to the social media updates, but more so also going into a Woolies store and witnessing it for yourself. I've asked a few of you to share your comments and your thoughts. Here are your voice notes.
Woolies in a hub. This thing would have blown over by next week. We'll have forgotten about the whole bag saga. These things happen, as a gentleman pointed out, that as a big corporation, you are bound to get caught up in some controversy of some sort. Utabopesto was found there. We forgot about it. It happens. The only thing ever since there's inconvenience, because that bag was a multi-purpose bag. You could reuse it for different stuff. This white one, a newborn girl.
I think that had already had that in mind, that if someone were to use their bag wrongfully, you know, they'll rebrand their bag and have a white or a gray bag, because I don't think that in the short space of time they just created, I think they had that strategy to say, if anyone were to use our bag in a wrongful doing, we'll just change it so that it does not associate with us. And also, I feel that it is a marketing strategy that we will keep on talking about them, because can you believe that we're gonna keep on complaining that we don't like this white bag? And what happens when we post about that and we talk about it all the time? It is in our lips all the time. So I think they did it on purpose and at the right time, where they know we will, and they know how much we would talk about it.
Tabiso also shared a WhatsApp, and Tabiso says, am I the only one who thinks that the white Woolies bags are a marketing campaign for the festive season or Christmas? That it's been in the works for months, and not because of Kat Makala. The logistics to change seems massive to just be done in weeks. Tabiso from Fos Loras. Tabiso, you might be onto something there, right? And I think it is important that the only people that can confirm it is Woolworths themselves. There's also some other WhatsApps that have been doing the rounds with other news podcasters and social media producers who have shared themes that it's not unverified information that they say they are related to Woolworths executives, who say that it's just a coincidence. They just wanted to change up the color. And if that's the case, it would be lovely to get clarity from Woolworths on this particular matter. But whether or not they have, one thing's for sure, it's gotten all of us talking about the bag. So from a marketing and PR point of view, with minimal effort, Woolworths has the whole country talking. Let's take a listen to some of your voice notes that have come through. Tato, Tumza, Ntombikayise, Kgotso, and Lerato.
I think Woolies, I don't think they knew the kind of impact that their bag had across South Africa in terms of, like, across income lines. That bag was more than just a grocery bag. It was a school bag. It was a overnight bag. It was a sports bag. It was an everything bag because of its durability. And I understand them not wanting their brand be associated with your cat and stuff, but they should just, at this moment, I would have been, you know, on that wave of how this bag has actually impacted my brand. Not necessarily looking at the negative part of it, but looking at the positive part of it, that, you know, this thing is so durable that it becomes a money bag, it becomes a school bag, it becomes everything because of its durability. And it's not only for people that have, but also some have not, prefer to have this bag because of its durability.
You know, the Woolworths bag, I actually admire for the longevity, and it's such a good product. Like it's a useful product. And I really think that Woolworths should not feel threatened or anything to that extent in terms of what they've ran on to do now with replacing the black bag with the white bag, white transparent bag, to basically try justify actions of individuals who can speak for themselves. I really think Woolworths should keep the black bag. We love the black bag. It's so useful. And really as a consumer, we don't want the black bag gone. I mean, we prefer the black bag, if anything. I hope if Woolworths is listening, they can just take pointers and just roll with this, okay? They can roll with this because they have no part in what was being done or what is being done with the black bag.
These people, what is a fellow fear of missing out? But that means that's a halo. It's the same thing as why keep on having software updates on phones and certain features don't work. So, yeah, because you don't want to stick out. You basically allow it.
Thank you so much. Oh, your voice notes are amazing. You know, when we do the show together, I wish you knew. Mudibedi and Snenjabulo will tell you how happy it makes me. Hey, Cartwheels in the studio. We had a few voice notes there from Tato commenting on her experience at Walmart, saying, meh, much of the same, nothing spectacular. She actually left the trolley and then went off to another retailer, other than buying a few international sweets from US brands that she's familiar with. And then Tumza, Ntombikayise, Khotso, giving us their feedback on money bags, that theme and concept around what has been described as money bags from the Cat Makala parliamentary sitting, ad hoc parliamentary sitting, admitting to using a Woolworths shopping bag to transport money for what is alleged corrupt activities. Woolworths having changed the color of their shopping bag since then. We have no confirmation as to the reasons why. Currently, we are all speculating, but in true South African form, we are using humor to ensure that we highlight it. But what we always do here on Kaya Biz is to bring the business perspective of it. Are there lessons that we can learn from a PR and marketing point of view?
Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.